Kalopanos is with me for this Council of Europe podcast this week for his regular media review and a look forward to the Human Rights Week ahead. So, Panos, how did the Council of Europe generate headlines this week?
Thomas Hammarberg came out with his report, this comprehensive report on the Roma. It had a number of recommendations, and one was very interesting. It was about the legacy of the Holocaust, and he was calling for truth commissions to remind people, to educate people about how the Roma suffered. And that also explains why today, still, he had said this before, they're suspicious, the Roma are, of figures of authority, because this is their legacy.
That report was the main highlight of the week, but also the new president of the Parliamentary Assembly, Jean-Claude Mignon, was very vocal on issues affecting Ukraine.
The PACE president was very outspoken in his criticism of the trial for Mr. Lutsenko, and he said, I quote, he was not given a fair trial, and the charges of which he was found guilty are absolutely no justification for a prison sentence.
So looking ahead then, Panos, what's caught your attention?
Well, we have a number of interesting issues that are coming up. One that strikes my attention is the fact that Deputy Secretary General Maud de Bourboukikio will be in Beirut on the 7th of March.
What will she be doing there?
Well, she'll be participating in the conference Fighting Violence Against Women. And Beirut is a very interesting place because it's in the context of the Arab Spring. And as we have seen, many of the hopes for women in the Arab Spring have been dashed by some of the negative steps taken against women's rights there. And the Deputy Secretary General was in New York, and she was also promoting the Council of Europe's treaty to promote women, to promote their safety.
And of course, on the 8th of March, it's Women's Day. How will the Council of Europe be marking that?
We are also planning to have a couple of workshops just a few days after that, which will feature some women from the North African countries who will participate in a forum inside the Council of Europe. But then there will also be a debate in Strasbourg organized by the city of Strasbourg with the Deputy Secretary General and the Secretary General and a famous Tunisian journalist who will attend and who was recognized by the Council of Europe's North-South Center for her efforts to promote human rights and gender equality.
Of course, we can't forget on Women's Day that the Council of Europe is still pushing for member states to sign and ratify the new convention. Let's call it the Women's Safety Convention.
Yes, it's very important. And that's why our Deputy Secretary General was traveling to New York a few days ago and Washington, D.C. to lobby countries to ratify this convention, because it's not just for Europe. It's an international treaty.
I noticed that there is a conference in Costa Rica discussing cybercrime. Will you be lucky enough to be attending that one, Panos?
No, I'd love to. I mean, we should try to find a way to get over there. And I think really what's interesting about this is it highlights the fact that the UK government, which is chairman of the Committee of Ministers, has made the fight against cybercrime very important. In fact, this regional workshop in Costa Rica, which will gather government officials there to fight cybercrime, is being partially funded by a UK contribution that was just announced today to support our efforts to fight cybercrime.
And how much is that contribution worth?
It's £100,000.
One of the stories that's worked well online for the Council of Europe this week, Panos, has been the publication of a German study on the problems faced by lesbians, bisexual women and transgender people. You have details of a conference later this month that will deal with some of the issues raised in this report. Just tell us more about that conference.
Yes, there's going to be a conference on the 27th of March. It will be a stock-taking conference to assess where we are in the fight against discrimination against gays and lesbians and transgender people. It's going to gather people from the Council of Europe and government officials, and we're going to take a look country by country how we're doing and strengths and weaknesses in every country, as many countries as we can, members of the Council of Europe.
Of course, this conference is anchored by a recommendation that Committee of Ministers adopted in 2010, which will be looked at again in 2013. It also confirms what the British said at the beginning of their chairmanship of the Committee of Ministers, that the fight against homophobia and transphobia is an important issue for the British during their chairmanship.
Yes, I think that's very important. Although the court reform is grabbing a lot of headlines, as it should, the UK chairmanship is also about other very important issues like transgender rights and the fight against gay and lesbian discrimination. So I think it's a very good thing that they're doing this, a stock taking between 2010 and 2013.